It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. U.S. Representative Xochitl Torres-Small, who represents New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, held a town hall at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum last night in Las Cruces to update constituents about her work and take questions. Michael Hernandez was in attendance.
But thank you all so much for being here.
The Las Cruces Town Hall comes a day after Representative Torres Small's forum in Silver City. She says she's proud of legislation passed in last year's federal spending agreement to increase funding for early childhood education and turn White Sands National Monument into a national park. Torres Small adds she's pleased with bipartisan efforts in Congress to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, President Trump's trade deal to replace NAFTA.
The president negotiated a better deal than NAFTA. It updated certain provisions. It created better provisions for workers. And then Congress, with Democratic leadership as well, made it even better by making some of those provisions more enforceable. Now, it's not perfect. No trade deal is, but it's a deal. And that makes a big difference for our trade economy and for the certainty when it comes to investment in our region.
Torres Small says the agreement will improve trade provisions for New Mexico dairy and pecan farmers. In addition, Torres Small applauded the House for passing the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. The bipartisan bill aims to provide a path to legal status for undocumented farm workers.
When people talk about a wall across the entire U.S.-Mexico border, I say we have to have a mile-by-mile analysis, and that an 18-foot wall in some of the most rural stretches of New Mexico doesn't make sense.
Along with steps to reduce climate change and health care costs, Torres Small called for a border policy that is, quote, strong, smart, and fair.
That means making sure that we have enough agents on the line to keep people who are trying to cross and avoid detection. It also means that we need to take on the challenges that we're seeing in the Northern Triangle, because people who are fleeing their homes and trying to claim asylum, presenting to law enforcement, that's a different challenge altogether. They're not trying to avoid capture. So making sure that we can invest in the Northern Triangle so that people don't have to leave their homes and flee persecution. But also making sure that the system for reviewing asylum cases is both appropriately fast and supports due process.
They've been talking about a comprehensive immigration plan for the last 50 years, and I have yet to see one show up.
John Murphy is a retired construction worker. Murphy says he wants to see Torres Small and other lawmakers come up with an immigration plan that works for everyone.
I like what I heard. I think she's moving in the right direction. I think she's really working to try to get something done to get this immigration problem squared away legislatively and by law. That's what has to happen first. Our people in Congress and in the Senate have to get together and hammer this thing out and come to some conclusion on it.
What efforts are being pursued to address the lack of drug rehab in Donna Ana County specifically?
That's Jamie Tierney, a Border Patrol agent in the El Paso sector. After being stationed in Las Cruces for more than 3 years, Tierney says he was shocked to recently learn the county has no programs for treating drug addiction.
I want to see a plan. I want to see something actually happening, because imprisonment is usually not a viable option for most people who have a drug problem. There's an enormous amount of people, and I'm a law enforcement officer, who have drug problems who actually don't commit any other crimes, but their lives are turned upside down, and they end up being a great burden on the rest of us.
Torres Small says she supports efforts to attract more primary and behavioral health care providers to rural communities and co-sponsored legislation to expand teaching health centers. The town hall took place the same day the Senate began President Trump's impeachment trial. Torres Small says she based her decision to impeach the president on district polling data, calls to her office, and the evidence.
And after a lot of research, a lot of evaluation of the evidence, and personally, after a lot of prayer, I determined that I had to take an action to vote for impeachment because I was concerned about future actions that could impact our nation's security. And let me explain why I think that matters. It's because I don't want any other foreign leader getting the impression that they can create a relationship with the United States by launching an investigation into a private citizen. I don't think that makes sense. I think that undermines our national security. I think it undermines the integrity of our elections. Now, regardless of whether you think impeachment was the right remedy or not, I hope that we can recognize the real challenges that that could cause in the future.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.